Right, so this is kind of like a bonus, because if I included this in the original episode, it would probably take this to more than... it would be an hour long without any effort. But let's talk about everything that came out at E3 this past weekend. Now, E3 in the past, obviously we all know what E3 is, big gaming conference every year, lots of new games, lots of specials, lots of remasters, lots of hardware potentially, if it's a next-gen console year potentially. But this past year has been quite interesting in the sense that last year E3 didn't happen in person, first time in quite a long time, and it kind of got postponed, I believe. And this year, though, they did a virtual event. It was all virtual. You could sit at home and watch all the events, launch events, and keynotes. So plenty of games were showed off. We got lots of remasters, including Diablo 2 Resurrected, which was interesting. And a brand new game and then Bandai Namco showed off a brand new game featuring sort of a collaboration between developers of Bloodborne and George R. R. Martin, Elden Ring. If you're kind of interested, I mean, again, you can search these games. This game, though, fortunately, this is going to come out early next year on January 31st, 2022. So this is probably another dark fantasy game like Dark Souls or Bloodborne. So that's fun. And then if you're talking about superheroes, there's a new Square Enix, the same folks who brought together the Avengers for the game, are now coming out with a new Marvel game, because now they make Marvel games apparently, and it's called Guardians of the Galaxy, which is interesting, and I've heard about it. It's quite an interesting game. Then again, there's so many games that have come out, big AAA titles, indies, everything. Guardians of the Galaxy game, interestingly, it will play on PC and consoles when it comes out. It's not a live service game, so it might have multiplayer functionality. It won't have microtransactions or DLC. Instead, it's a narrative action game where you get to jet boot around as Star-Lord, calling on the other Guardians when you need their special abilities. So it's kind of going, it's again inspired by the movies and the comics, more so from the comics if you ask me. There's no clue that's from the movies itself. And there's a new Rainbow Six game, Rainbow Six Extraction, which is a spin-off of Rainbow Six Siege, where you're literally competing, or you're literally chasing, or you're literally beating off aliens. That's fun. And then quite a lot of new titles that have come out. And then we have a new... if I could find it, though. I saw it just now. So many games. Where did it go? And obviously, there's a third new game in the Life is Strange series that basically focuses on a specific character, Alex, a psychic empath on the trail of a killer. And some pretty deep stuff. Obviously, I've not played Life is Strange, so probably have no idea what the plot is. And in more interesting games, Jurassic World Evolution 2. You can essentially, it's another simulator, a game, so you can sort of play yourself running Jurassic Park. That's fun. Maybe Hideo Kojima is planning a brand new game. I mean, the Metal Gear Solid creator. Now, he didn't say what the game will really be about or whether it's a sequel to Death Stranding, but he said, "I can't really say specifically. It won't be like the past. It won't be one step at a time. The pandemic is a drastic change, just like after 9/11. We have to adapt and think about new ways of creating, as entertainment can't fall behind." Interesting. That's quite interesting. So there's quite a lot of games that have kind of have been announced, and you know, there's a lot that's been coming out. But Xbox obviously on Sunday did a big event where they showed off so many of their first party studios games, obviously everything from Xbox Game Studios and the other subsidiaries they have, what is the company that made Banjo-Kazooie, and then they made GoldenEye, Rare, and Turn 10 and all the big studios that Xbox has, and also Bethesda, which it bought early on. And I mean, as I've seen, most of you probably been happy about it, given how many of you have listened to that. So this year has been interesting in the sense that Bethesda's games have been shown off also along with Xbox games, so making for a big showcase, and did not disappoint. First of all, we saw a brand new RPG set in space called Starfield. This is going to be coming out in November 2022, specifically November 10th, 11th, and you're able to get it also on Xbox Game Pass if you have that. Bethesda is making this game though, so this will be interesting to see. And then we have another, speaking of Bethesda really, we have another game really. Obviously, updates coming to Fallout 76, which is pretty cool. What else? We're missing out here. But yeah, aside from that one big Bethesda game that's kind of came out, we have seen a bunch of new games. A sequel to Left 4 Dead, so called Back 4 Blood, which is interesting. A brand new game from Avalanche Studios called Contraband. Basically a co-op, an open world co-op set in a fictional version of the 70s, so that's going to be interesting to watch. No dates announced, just that the game is going to be coming. And speaking of some current Xbox games, Sea of Thieves will be getting a new update called A Pirate's Life. They'll add brand new characters, including Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. And this update will be coming on June 22nd, so not long from now. And you're able to play Sea of Thieves as one of the characters from Pirates of the Caribbean, which is pretty awesome. And then obviously other publishers have also shown off some games, obviously that will be on Xbox itself, including EA's brand new Battlefield game, Battlefield 2042, which is basically a more futuristic shoot FPS game, set quite well in the future, as in the title. And interestingly enough, they've showed off a bunch of cool things that will be in the game. Real-time destructive weather, massive maps that will support up to 128 players at once, and quite futuristic weapons, which is quite interesting to say the least. And then obviously there was a brand new game, Psychonauts 2, which is interesting. That's going to be coming out on August 25th, finally. So if you've been looking forward to that, then do get ready for that. And what else? Microsoft Flight Simulator came out last year on PC, and now it's coming over to Xbox Series X, to Xbox on next month, hopefully. If I could find the information here. So basically a port from the PC to Xbox next month. I can't get the exact date here. I don't know why my computer froze again in searching for this, but oh yes, on July 27th you're able to play Flight Simulator, and obviously it'll have the same level of depth like the PC counterpart. You'll also be able to get it on Xbox Game Pass when it launches, which is pretty cool. Aside from that, then we gotta move on to the key games that are basically Xbox staples if you think about it. So we saw a new trailer during the event. I didn't watch the keynote at all, so probably have no idea of the games. I've seen the games, and I'll probably watch it later. But we saw a new trailer of Halo Infinite. Now, this game was supposed to be released last year with the Xbox Series X, but it got delayed to next year. So, but we got a brand new trailer showing off the basically showing off a multiplayer mode, which basically will be free to play, interestingly. So, a bit of a following a trend in the market for free to play gaming. Especially keeping it multiplayer, which is kind of interesting. And boy, we have a new Forza game, Forza Horizon 5, the latest Forza sort of adventure racing game. I think the last couple of editions of Forza Horizon, I think Forza Horizon 3 went through the UK, I believe, and 4 I think went through a brand new country that I forgot. This one will take you straight to Mexico. You'll be able to see all the rich, the rich details. It looks wonderful on the Xbox Series X, obviously, and on PC. You can see incredible detail of the cars. You can see little minute details. and the landscaping, it's quite advanced. And you're able to get this game on November 9th, obviously just in time for Black Friday, and hopefully you'll be able to get an Xbox or a PC during Black Friday. It's a good game to get with your console or PC. And yes, you're able to play this on Xbox Game Pass the day it comes out, which is kind of awesome nonetheless. And finally, a brand new exciting game that you'll definitely want to check out, Redfall, a new open world co-op shooter, which essentially has multiplayer gameplay. And essentially, you sort of fight off zombies. So if you're into that kind of stuff, if you play Call of Duty Zombie Mode, definitely want to. You should be checking this out. And this will launch next summer, which is pretty exciting. And then Xbox already did the goofy thing of showing off a mini fridge. And then they announced that later in the year, they're going to be releasing the mini fridge. They did it obviously to celebrate the launch of the Series X, which was kind of exciting nonetheless. But aside from that, you may have noticed there's some key titles like Starfield and Halo Infinite, and they'll be available on Xbox Game Pass the day they launch. And Xbox Game Pass is obviously available on PC and Xbox, which is pretty awesome. So quite a solid range of games, honestly. I didn't watch the event, obviously, but yeah. Quite a interesting pack of games. Quite psyched for Forza Horizon 5. Can't run it on my laptop, but looks exciting. Bit of an Xbox fanboy, if you know me earlier. So that's pretty cool. And then, just about yesterday, Nintendo did their Nintendo Direct event, where they showed off a whole bunch of new games for the Switch. That'll be coming to the Switch. And let's just say that we have quite a ton of games. Let's probably start with updates, sort of. So essentially, if I could see it, if you're playing Super Smash Bros., good news, a brand new DLC is coming. We have a new character, Kazuka Mishima from Tekken, is going to be joining the Smash Bros. Roster. So that's fun to get. And it'll be available in Fighter Pass Volume 2. So, you're able to get it later on. Obviously, we don't know when that'll launch, but apparently there'll be a presentation next week, hosted by the devs who are running Smash on June 28th, so do check Nintendo socials for the stream and stuff. And on top of that, there's a new WarioWare game. If you love Wario, you're definitely going to love this. A new party game, WarioWare Get It Together. So you're able to basically play as Wario or one of his friends, a bunch of micro games. And the best part is that, unlike previous WarioWare games, you're able to play micro games on the same screen using two Joy-Con controllers at the same time. So that's pretty cool. And this game is going to be launching on September 10th, and you're able to pre-order it now on eShop. So that's pretty cool. And if you've ever played the Shin Megami Tensei RPG, there's a new version that's coming out, Shin Megami Tensei 5. So that'll be launching, and you get to play as a high school character student who must harness newfound powers to fight through a demon-infested wasteland using command-based system where finding your enemy's weak spot points is key to executing powerful combos. The demons are formidable opponents. Some can be worthy allies and recruited via negotiations to fight alongside you in a dying world. Who will your destiny unfold? And how will your destiny unfold? I'm mispronouncing stuff. I don't know why. This game will come out on November 12th, and you will start pre-ordering the physical copy in 5 days' time on June 21st. So that's pretty cool. And then on the lighter side of things, there's Mario Party Superstars, another party game, a whole bunch of new mini games and boards from the Mario Party series. It's sort of a remaster, a collection of mini games, and you can play all the game modes online. You have over 100 mini games from across the Mario Party series, and you get 5 classic boards from the original Nintendo 64 era. This game will be available on October 29th, obviously on the Switch, so that's that. And there's just so many games. And then we have another new Mario Golf game, Mario Golf Super Rush. There's an update that we'll be getting for free literally, including additional courses and playable characters. This game will launch on June 25th, so that's that, really. On July 16th, you'll be able to play Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword HD, a remastered copy of Skyward Sword, so that's fun, to say the least. And you're able to get a Zelda and Loftwing amiibo, so that's pretty cool, sold separately, and Joy-Cons that are shaped after, obviously, iconic emblems from Zelda, so that's pretty, pretty cool. Oh yeah, and Guardians of the Galaxy, the game will be available on Switch, but there'll be a cloud version. So basically, the Nintendo Switch, we all know, does not have that much gaming horsepower to run a big AAA title, so in some regions you get cloud versions of these games, so essentially they will connect to the internet, they'll stream a copy of the game to Switch. So again, it's just like what I've talked about early, but you'll stream it from the internet, so that's that. That's kind of interesting. And then we have Metroid Dread, a brand new Metroid game, the first 2D Metroid game in the new story in 19 years. A direct sequel to the Metro Fusion game on the GameCube concludes the five-part saga focusing on the strange interconnected fates of Bounty Hunter Samus and the Metroids, which kicked off with the original Metroid game for the NES. In this game, Samus heads alone to a mysterious remote planet and is hunted by a dangerous new mechanical threat, the EMMI robots. By gaining abilities, you can return to areas you already visited, find new places and hidden upgrades in classic Metroid gameplay. This is a 2D game, so this is going to be based on the original. This is coming from the original. There was a remaster that was coming of a Metroid game. There's no update about it, so that's. But this game is coming on October 8th, and you'll pre-order. And its pre-orders are already open. And there's a special edition that's going to be coming out, so that's something to look forward to. And next year, you're able to play the sequel to Breath of the Wild. So if you've played the original, it's definitely something to look forward to. And then lastly, with Nintendo, really, they're gonna be releasing something cute. The Game & Watch Legend of Zelda. Again, quite retro-looking Game & Watch system. It has three games from the Legend of Zelda series. The original Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, and Zelda Link's Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening. I think I've played Link's Awakening. I think potentially, pretty good game. And you play on the Game & Watch. That's pretty cool. And there's a playable digital clock and a timer from the game. This will be available if you love Zelda. You definitely want to get this. It's going to be available on November 12th at $50 USD. So. And this is not really it, really. There's so many games coming out for the Switch. It's such a massive lineup. And that's what they announced in the Direct event yesterday. So, yeah. And finally, now this is the strangest part about Nintendo. They didn't announce anything about the Switch Pro, so maybe next year. I think it's the chip shortages again. I mean, like most things in gaming right now, the Xbox Series X, Series S, PS5, the NVIDIA RTX 30 series, the Radeon RX, the current GPUs from AMD, is that the chip shortages right now. It's hard to get your hands on a GPU or a games console because they're quite low in supply. But while we're at it, kind of, Razer has a brand new gaming laptop. A brand new Razer Blade 14 features a Ryzen 9 5900HX, the fastest laptop-based Ryzen 9 processor you can get in its class. 8 cores, pushing all gears, all pedal to the metal. Probably one of the fastest compact laptops you'll get in the market. You get an RTX 3080 laptop edition, up to Quad HD 165Hz display. You can configure that with up to 165Hz display. And with a quite compact 14-inch chassis, you get THX spatial audio. This is because Razer owns THX. Yes, that THX. Chrome RGB lighting, backlighting on the keyboard. So if you love RGB, good news. It's also on the Razer Blade 14. This is the brand new version. The Ryzen 9 processor on this goes up to 4.6 gigahertz. This is the first Razer Blade to run AMD processor, so the first Ryzen based Razer laptop. So if you've been looking for a like myself, if you've been looking for a Ryzen based Razer laptop, now's the time to get one. So that's that really. You get up to 12 hours of battery life overall, and the RTX 3080 here has Max-Q technology, so that's something to look forward to. Display has 100% DCI P3 range. It starts from full HD 144Hz all the way up to quad HD 165Hz. No 4K option, unfortunately, but hey, that I think is okay. Better than nothing. What else, really? I mean, 720p webcam, lots of ports, two USB-C ports, two USB-A ports, HDMI 2.1, and headphone jack. So pretty compact, and again, is packed full of features. The Razer Blade 14, the brand new one with the Ryzen 9 processor, will start from $1,799 USD. And at the same time, they announced a brand new gallium nitride charger, and I saw this on Instagram. I was like, "Whoa, this is my USB-C charger that I'm definitely gonna be getting." Razer's been making some good accessories recently. They've improved their design work on this, or engineering really. So they brought a brand new gallium nitride charger that offers up to 130 watts of charging power between two USB-C and two USB-A ports. And this will cost $180 roughly, and uses gallium nitride technology, so that's pretty awesome. The new Razer Blade 14 inch is already available from Razer's website and from certain retailers. So yeah, that's everything that's been announced at E3. I told you it was going to be very long. If I put it in the original show, it would last over an hour. Then again, I'm surprised that the Switch Pro did not get announced, but not surprised really, given that there's chip shortages. But yeah, I really am rooting for that. But that's everything that came out E3. As much as I tried to cover, there's just so many games. I mean, we'd probably have to do a whole nother. But that's everything that was announced at E3. All right, just have a great day.